AM 570 KLAC, 98.7 KYSR, HD2.
Los Angeles.
Available anywhere using the iHeartRadio app.
AM 570,
an LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peterson.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney
Peterson.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
And we continue on, Fred Rogan, Rodney Pete on AM570 LA Sports. You know, later, Rodney, we talked about it at the top of the show. Maybe we get into load management if the fans are in favor of that.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. I don't know. Maybe we just scrap that idea and try something else that pops into our mind. Maybe we do that instead.
Let's try it out, Brad. I think that there's some strong opinions out there about the load management.
Okay. Well, we'll do that coming up later on in the hour. Also, the best story, the fans with a petition, whatever you do, don't hire that guy as coach. We'll get to that. But now, as we do on Friday, we welcome on a man beloved in his own house by those that know him. It is Rob Parker, one half of the Odd Couple, heard nightly, 4-7 in the West, 7-10 in the East, Fox Sports Radio on the iHeartRadio app. And Rob, good afternoon to you.
What's happening, Rogan and Rodney? And if I'm loved in my own house since I'm single, divorced, no kids, does that mean I love myself? Is that it?
Nobody knows how to love you like you.
That's right. No doubt about it. I got to say this, Fred. You nailed it. My God. You're final act at KNBC was amazing. I'm humbled that you mentioned me and the NBC you later. I thought it was amazing.
Well, first of all, thank you for the kind words. And Rodney and I kicked this around earlier. That was such a great line. And I thought, okay, if you're going to wrap it up at NBC, there's one way to do it. Say NBC you later. Now, if I'm really to be honest, and should I be really honest with you, Rodney?
Be honest. Okay.
There were a number of people that said to me afterwards, why in your final statement after 43 years at the television station would you mention Rob Parker? Oh, your final, the final name you mentioned after 43 years was Rob Parker. And I said, well, look, it's Rob's line. He used it. I'm just not going to steal it. Then I said, but I could steal it. I could take it. I could use it because it's just a great line. But then Rob would be so butthurt that he would go on Twitter, he would talk about it.
No.
And it'd be more of a pain in the ass than if I gave the man credit because he's the guy that came up with it.
If you would have just said NBC you later, I would have loved it because I knew you would have taken it from me with love and you thought that much about it. To give me credit tells people out there and those people who questioned you what a selfless, for a guy who's worked for 43 years in a major market, the number two TV market, who has people who have grown up with him and all the accolades and working in Los Angeles and all that, to not feel like, wow, if I mention somebody else or I don't want to mention anybody else or whatever, it speaks volumes about who you are. That you, I guess people listening to the show know I do it all the every Friday. They've heard it.
Yep.
And I think, Fred, that's why, I'm just guessing, why you thought it would be right to just say, because I've always said it to you.
Yeah, I'm this guy, and I've always been this guy. Credit where credit is due. I've always been this guy. I don't steal from people. I mean, there are people with great ideas, far smarter than I am, and it's good stuff. And I don't steal. I will always give credit. I'll tell you a funny story. So, you know, before Colin Cowherd became Colin Cowherd, he was doing sports up in Portland, TV sports, and because he started in TV.
Right.
And one day I got a call from this guy named Colin Cowherd. And now we know how Colin's mind works. It's very creative. He goes, I got to tell you, I love your Hall of Shame. I think it's great. Do you mind if I do my own version of that? He called me from Portland.
Wow.
I never would have known if he had done that.
No, right.
He called me from Portland and he goes, do you mind? I said, absolutely, please. You know, and I told him, I can't believe you're calling and asking. Most guys would just do it. He goes, no, that's not how I am. I wanted to make sure you were okay with it. So I always remembered that call from many years ago. And I thought, no, if somebody's got something good, you give them credit. And that's why I gave you credit last night.
Well, I appreciate it. Again, humbled beyond belief. And I thought it was a nice, I just liked the way you went out. You didn't make a big fanfare.
Great walk-off, wasn't it, Ron?
It was. It was really, I mean, you didn't flip the bat. You just walked off. It was great.
Yeah, because nobody.
No bat flip. Didn't show up anybody. Didn't,
so,
you know.
So no one's going to throw at you the next time you get up the bat at some point in your life?
No one, to my knowledge, I don't think anybody ever on their final day doing something at a TV station. When they were done, just walked out the door.
Right.
And that's what I wanted to do, just walk out.
Did you go back into KMBC or did you literally walk to your car? I mean, and they got the equipment from you.
No, I was. I actually went back in because I was parked in a different place.
Okay.
So I walked back in, went through the hall. The funny thing is, you know, when you're done, right? And that's how it works. And if you work in business, look, you understand this. If you leave a company and you have an ID card and stuff, you got to surrender that the day you're done.
Right.
Because you don't work there anymore. The only exception is me. You know what they told me? Yeah, you come back whenever you want.
Are you serious? God.
Hey, if you forgot something you want to talk, come on back. It's fine. We'll worry about this later.
Please. I remember when I got fired at WDFN in Detroit. Rodney, they said to me, can we have your key and clicker? You know, like right away. Like can I get spot. Out of the parking lot? I mean.
Can you get? Yeah, it took the clicker. You couldn't even get out. Yeah, call security let you out of the door. Wow.
And Fred, you know this, being in this business. You know how many big-time sportscasters around the country have been walked out by security after they've been fired?
Oh, well, there's an old rule that in TV, you know, if the thing is, in TV, if they're going to fire you, they don't give you any warning. And then they don't let you go back on the air so you don't lose your mind, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So normally it's, I'll tell you a story about something that happened at Channel 4. This happened years ago. And we had a woman who I just thought was great, Kirstie Wild. Now, this is so many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was doing the 4 and the 6 o'clock news. And she finished the 4, and she got a call. The control room got a call, and they said, hey, send Kirstie up to John's office. And John Rohrbeck was the general manager at that time. And by the way, John Rohrbeck was a mentor to me and like kind of a surrogate dad, okay? Mm-hmm. So Kirstie goes, oh, all right. So she goes up to the office. She sits down, and there's Rohrbeck sitting behind his desk. And she goes, hey, John, you know, I got to get ready for the 6. He goes, now, wait a minute. I want to ask you a question. She goes, what's that? He said, how do you think the show went today? How do you think the 4 went today? And she went, well, to be honest with you, I thought it was a pretty good show. And he goes, but I'll tell you what, I have to agree. I thought it was a very good show. And that's the way you want to go out on top. That was your final show.
Wow.
That's how he did it.
Ooh.
And it wasn't like, well, can I go down and get my... No. No. Here, somebody's outside. They're just going to take you to your car. We'll send you your stuff. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
I've seen that stuff happen, even in with sports teams, Rodney. I remember the Pistons PR guy for like 25, 30 years. And when they fired him, he had a company car, all that. And all they did is they called him a cab and basically said, all your stuff that's in the company car, we'll send to you. Like he couldn't go to the car.
Go back get the stuff out of his car?
No, that's what they did to him. They called a cab. And you know Auburn Hills at that time where that's in the middle of nowhere. Called him a cab to take him home. Terrible.
Yeah, I don't know.
You went out on a high, high note. It was awesome again. Rodney, what was your opinion? What did you think of the clothes? Did Freddy's? It bother you?
Fred's clothes?
Yeah. Whether or not he mentioned me or just did it himself.
No, I loved it.
I would have been good either way.
No, I loved it. I loved it. I am on the side of what he did, is acknowledging that's where he got it from, you, and giving you the props. That's kind of... That's the way I see it. I would have done the same thing. Hey, you know, paying tribute to my man who says this all the time on radio. I mean, didn't say all that, but, you know, giving you your props. I would have done it that way. I thought it was very classy, Fred.
So did I, Fred. Yeah. So people who are ripping you, tell them to screw them.
Okay. Well, that's good, Rob.
Shove it, Fred.
Well, that, you know, that's the way to handle something like that, Rob. I'll just tell him. Hey, go screw yourself. Thanks. Rob told me.
Yes.
Rob, who said NBC you later, has another message for you. What? Go screw yourself.
Go screw
All right, Rob, before we actually get into what we want to talk about today, you've been working on your comedy routine at all? You got anything for us?
I mean, nothing new. No, Fred, I'm not going to ruin the day. Nothing new. I'm working, but I am ready to book another appearance coming up for Rob.
We don't have it booked yet, Rob?
No. I got to book one after the Super Bowl. I'm wide open. No trips, nothing planned. So I would say the third or fourth week of February, we're rolling. We're going to do another show.
Rob, when are we going back on the cruise?
You know what? I think they're starting to cruise back up. You know, I think that I'm thinking about it now because, you know, the cruise ships are cranked up again. There's probably some fresh talent out there that's ready to expire that I need to catch up with. You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
Fresh talent is probably
fresh
expired.
Talent that is ready to expire.
Ready to expire. I can't stand. All right, Rob. Rob, given that you said that, and I'm serious, and you don't have to name any names because that would be inappropriate, but can you just numerically tell us, because we know your affinity for older women, many of them wheelchair bound.
That's but right. They what, need love too.
Okay. What would be the oldest woman that you have ever been intimate with?
Was she involved in the intimacy? I'm just trying to figure out.
Oh, good. Yes. She was involved.
She was involved.
What would be the oldest woman?
I know you're going to think that this is a bad number. Let me get a different number.
Well, wait a minute.
No.
What do you mean it's a bad number? Let me get a different number. No, just give us the number.
69. That was the oldest.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. 69. She's still vibrant.
And at what point in your life, how old were you?
42.
Okay. That, you know, that's a little much.
What? Why is that much?
Why is that much,
two consenting adults.
What is that, 27 years
exactly.
old?
Exactly. That's not that big.
27-year difference?
Exactly.
Okay. So after you were involved with the 69-year-old woman, did she want to become attached to you? Did she want more of a relationship?
No, she looked at me as her boy toy. Just, you know, as long as I came by and fixed her up every couple of days, she was good.
Long as you came by and fixed her
every couple of days.
Hey, don't let that gray hair fool you, Fred. Come on, Fred. If you're healthy and you can 69, Fred, that's not that far away from your age. You're still going strong. You're 65, right?
Yeah, but the point is, Rob, I mean, you always speak about your affinity for older women. So 69, I thought it was somebody like in their late 70s.
No, I'm not there yet. On the cruise, you know, there were a couple of 80-year-olds hitting on me and stuff. But come on, Fred, the tubes and all that, I just can't work with that.
Come on.
It's in the way. It's in the way. It's in the way.
The tubes get in the way. The oxygen tubes and the wheelchair gets in the way, Rob.
The guy who invented the wheelchair is a perfect height. That's not the issue.
Okay,
the
good, Rob. All right. All right. When we come back, we're going to get into a couple of topics with Rob. We'll talk about Scott Rolen, his induction, or his being voted into the Hall of Fame. Why does Rob, Sean Rob Payton have a job?
Rob doesn't have an opinion on Scott Rolen getting in the Hall of Fame.
And topic we'll open the phone lines with after that, NBA loaded manager. We'll get to all of that when we come back.
And I just won $1,000!
Now's your chance to win $1,000. Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website. Bank. That's bank. Enter it now.
AM570LASports.com.
Thanks for joining us on your ride.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Speaking of which, traffic. Bringing you LA's best sports talk weekdays, noon to 3.
Rogan and Rodney.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Travel down the road and back again.
Oh,
it's Friday, and when that music plays, that means only one man is joining us, and he's still here. That is Rob Blue Hair Parker.
Man.
Wow, Rob. I would, if you said over under 72, I certainly would have picked the over.
You would have picked the over.
Yeah, me too.
I would have picked the over.
Yeah, I would have.
Yeah, I mean, but, under. You know, it's still 69 is...
Still hope.
Yeah, there's always hope. The next cruise, you never know. There could be...
People are getting
better
shape
every year. There was one chick I saw who was about... She looked like she must have been 80, and if she had a little more material on, she probably would have had enough for a bikini. So I was eyeing her. I think all she had on was bandages.
Oh, all right. That's enough.
Jesus, Rob.
That's enough. All right, Rob, Hall of Fame voting. Scott Rowland gets in. What do you think?
Stop. No way, no how. I mean, this is where my brethren in the BBWAA just, I think what they're doing now is elevating people into the Hall of Fame who really don't belong there. And the reason is because they have decided they're not going to vote for some of the greatest players who ever played, Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, Gary Sheffield, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, Rafael Palmeiro.
I don't even like Schilling too much, but he's not in.
Yeah, Curt Schilling is not. He doesn't belong in. He never won a Cy Young. I can give you reasons why.
He's 11-2 in the postseason, Rob. What are you talking about?
That's Schilling nice. Belongs in. You need to win major awards. And here's my thing, Rodney, with the Hall of Fame. If we have to debate you, you're not a Hall of Famer. If I say to you,
I agree
Aaron,
with that 100%.
You know what Absolutely. I'm like? It should be of that ilk, and everybody shouldn't
Absolutely.
Get in.
How do you, Rob, how do you go from what, when he first was eligible, go from 10% of the vote to getting in, what,
76%.
8 years later, 10 years later?
No. 76%. It was 6 years. It was
6 years
five
later.
Yeah, it was a total of 6 years on the ballot.
Yeah.
So
how do
five
you go
years
from
later,
10%?
It doesn't even make sense, and that's how you know this is
without playing
legit.
Another game. He didn't play another game.
His stats never changed, and yet the same people who ignored him originally, and here's the other thing they say, well, you know, it's just the new writers who are fixing up what the older writers. Dude, it's a five-year gap. Those are the same writers who ignored him his first year on the ballot. And here's the other thing. If you want to make this case, oh, wow, he's a great defensive player. He batted 281, 2,000 hits, and won 8 gold gloves. I could give you about 5 guys who had better stats and more gold gloves who didn't get a sniff, including Keith Hernandez. Remember the first baseman for the Mets and Cardinals?
Yes. Yeah.
He won an MVP.
How about getting him in there?
He won 11 straight gold gloves at first base. He was one of the best fielding first basemen we've ever seen. He didn't get a sniff. I don't think he was on the ballot past his first year. If you don't get more than 5%, you're off. And yet they wanted to decide that they want to put somebody in. That's another problem with the Hall of Fame. It's a big show now, and they got, you know, they got selling tickets for July. You can't have a Hall of Fame party and celebration and TV show if nobody gets in. So writers
but
feel compelled.
He's the one, Rob. Why do they do it that way? Where there's just one. And it's like based on that. They don't pick like football, you know, there's gonna be 4 to 6 guys getting in every year.
Yeah, it's just based on your own merit. So there should be years and because
so technically
like I said,
it could be a year where there's nobody gets in.
Oh, there have been years, yep. Yep. Yeah. There have been a couple. Not that many, but it's happened a few
times.
What's
the knock on Sheffield not getting in?
Because of the cream. Even you know, because he apparently
That's
put
so
cream
BS
on
to me.
Yeah, ridiculous. 509 home runs, never got tested positive by baseball, never suspended.
Baseball didn't outlaw it. I mean, they didn't, it wasn't banned. It wasn't none of that. Even with
they
the
weren't even looking for it, exactly, and that's my issue, and that's why I voted for these guys. The guys I don't vote for are the guys that got busted, Rodney, after baseball changed it. Right. Yeah. What? After. Remember Manny Ramirez got busted like 3 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Rob, do you ever talk to other...
If you're not getting suspended or you test positive during the time you're playing, how do you get that held against you after you're done playing?
It's not fair. It's totally not fair.
Do you ever talk to other writers when the ballot comes out? You guys kick it around, or is everybody just on their own?
Everybody's on their own. I just have a couple friends, you know, in the BBWAA, and we don't. I don't really ask people who they're voting for, or we just might have conversations about people. And what I've gotten from my close friends in the organization is my group of friends. We call it the Very Good Hall of Fame now. That's where we've gone. Like this year, Fred McGriff got in through the Veterans Committee. Harold Baines a couple years ago, who was a very good player, right? Everybody would agree. Harold Baines with the White Sox, a DH. He was never a Hall of Famer. Like, that's where we've muddied the water. Like, Alan Trammell got in through the back door. There's just so many people when you open up. If you can't get in, to me, the first time you're on the ballot, because I don't believe in first time Hall of Fame, you know, the first year you get in, and then the second or third year. Because, as you said, Ronnie, the stats don't change. So we should just, whoever's available, you could vote on anybody if they're worthy. So if there's eight guys who are worthy of the Hall of Fame that one year, we should put them in. Right?
Rob, do they do it that way, Rob? Do they say these guys are eligible, this is the first year of eligibility, and then
all you need is 5 years
and you vote on.
All you need is 5 years after you retire, and everybody gets on the ballot. So it's not there's not a weeding out process.
Right.
All right. Let's move to Sean Payton. Are you surprised this guy hadn't been hired anywhere yet?
No, I think he's been exposed as a con man, a charlatan.
No, stop.
No,
stop,
I'm dead serious.
Stop.
And let me tell you why.
I'm not going to sit here and let you talk about my boy Sean Payton like that, Rob Parker, because you way, way out of line. I don't care if it's 69 or 79 of the age of the woman. You are not going to. But go ahead. Go ahead. Let me hear your ludicrous argument about Sean Payton being
a. Sean Payton thought that he was going to Buffalo bamboozle fool NFL owners into paying him way more money than he's worth. He is Mike McCarthy in better shape. He's Mike McCarthy, one Super Bowl with a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's also had three straight losing seasons with Drew Brees, 7-9. And him and Mike McCarthy have almost identical as far as their record. And guess what? Mike McCarthy makes $7 million, and this guy's asking for $25 million. That's why nobody wants to bring him in for a second interview.
Who said he was asking for $25 million?
That's the word out
there.
He ain't said it.
It didn't come out of his mouth.
That's the word out there. And you have
$25 million. He's warranted $20 million. You're worth what they're willing to pay you.
Okay, and they aren't willing to pay him because he's not worth it, and you have to give up first-round picks? Why would you do that? Sean Payton, you're going to pay him more than Bill Belichick? That's my point, Rodney. If the number is true, he's staying at Fox.
I would. Yeah. Bill Belichick now? Yeah, I would.
Sean Payton, really? 25%. He's worth three times more than Mike McCarthy.
Look at it. The game is about offense, not defense. Look at the defensive head coaches out there. That all these gurus, all these regular season coaches, they got worn out by the offensive-minded head coaches. Defensive head coaches are a thing of the past.
How did he have three straight 7-9 seasons with Drew Brees if he's a genius?
Saw that in Buffalo with a subpar team down there in New Orleans. They were every year in the conversation there, Rob Parker. I don't really hear it. If you talk about offensive minds, he is top three of offensive coaches out there in the league.
That's good, but he ain't worth $25 million. And bravo to the NFL owners. How come he didn't have a second interview then, Rodney, if he's such a genius?
Hey, Broncos got deep, deep pockets. They can do whatever they want. And so that word is $20, $25 million. Maybe he holds out for it. But, yeah, if they're willing to pay him, so be it.
Yeah, but he's not worth it. He can ask for whatever he wants. I'm saying bravo to the NFL owners who aren't going to, you know, let this guy walk in with a ski mask on and sign a contract.
Ski mask. Stop it.
Ski mask.
Stop it. Just because some Joe Blow reported that he wants $25 million don't mean he went in there and asked for $25
million. How come he hasn't gotten a second interview, Mr. Rodney Pete?
He had nobody eight interviews with Denver. What are you talking about? He's had multiple interviews with Denver.
No, they said that no one brought him back.
Yes, he has.
Rodney,
multiple.
Is he going back to Fox?
Or he don't want to go to Denver because that situation in Denver is not really a great one, to be honest
with
you.
So where's he going then?
He's going to hold out. He's going to stay at Fox one more year until the Charger job opens up. You heard it here first.
You're giving us inside information. Did he just text you that?
About 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
Hey, Rob, we've had, Steve Kerr spoke last week, talked about the fact that he was sorry he didn't play his guys when they were in Cleveland, but the season's too long. There are too many games, and we've got to protect our guys and keep them fresh and get them ready for the postseason. Load management. Rodney and I talked about it earlier. What do you think about that?
I think Steve Kerr, who usually is sensitive to other people and conscious, sounds like a guy who's never paid for a ticket or never took a kid for his birthday to something. What he's doing and the excuse that they make is terrible. He played with Michael Jordan, who played 82 games his last season. They can reduce the season to whatever they want, and they'll still take days off, back-to-backs. They're babies. They're babies. They have everything that's the best, and they can't play 82 games out of a 365 or 66-day calendar. Are you kidding? It doesn't even make sense to me. It is just a cop-out. Why don't they? And this is my solution. The same way in baseball, you got to go on a 10-day or 15-day disabled list. If you miss a day, you got to miss the next three games. And I guarantee you'll stop it.
So now you know what you're going to have. Yeah, you know what's going to get? The guy's going to play and play the opening tip for 30 seconds and get pulled out of the game.
Yeah, but if you won't do that, you know why you can't do that, Rodney? Because your stat line would suffer. And if you played in that game, you get zeros across the board. That's why they wouldn't do it. So they wouldn't play 30 seconds.
And with the alternative being missing three games, yes, they would.
No, they would not.
They would.
Your stats, you have zeros across a game, and you keep doing that for 10, 11 games during the season?
So the Joker plays a game in New Orleans, and they travel back to Denver, and he's not feeling so hot. He want him to play the next night against Giannis because it's Giannis in the matchup.
Yes, because it's people are paid money. The networks are paid money for the games.
Take away the back-to-backs.
You say that, but you're not the one at the game who paid $400 for you and your kids to go.
I'm the one that wants my team to be in the finals. That's who I am.
No, I'm for the consumer. I'm for the sports fan. I don't care about that. If you did that with LeBron and they didn't even make the playoffs last year, so what's your reward?
I need another day, coach.
What's your reward with the Lakers if you followed that? They didn't even make the play-in, Fred. So that was it. Hey, let them take days off. Let LeBron and them take days off so they'll be ready for the play-in or the postseason. And guess what? There was no postseason.
Body got to heal, Rob Parker. Body
Fred, you're heal. With me. Fred, you're with the fans, aren't you? You buy tickets to the Kings.
Yeah, I do buy tickets. Kevin, I'm just transfixed by this. I am. I'm listening to every word. Kevin goes, are you going to say something? Yeah, I'm going to say something. I kind of err on the side of what you're saying, Rob. Well, because, Rodney, you start fighting with him, and what am I supposed to do?
No, I know.
You guys start fighting, and I'm just sitting here.
I'm sorry.
Well, you can't go, Rob.
Kevin, I can't even jump in. Take your side. They start fighting with each other. Look, I'm
care about what? So you're supposed to worry about you got a bad high ankle sprain, and Bobby from Massachusetts flew out to see the game. You're supposed to play on a bad ankle because of Bobby's in the stands.
Well, you're hurt then. That's different. You're hurt,
right?
You're always hurt, Fred. You're hurt after week two. You're hurt. Everybody's hurt.
Yeah, Rob, I see what you're saying. And by the way, I more would err on the side of what you said. And I know
it's off day day. I agree with you, Rob.
After all that, Rodney, you know you've been at games and been like, are you serious?
You
like,
play
what?
Through it, man. Yeah, you gotta play through it. I mean, you got more information, more trainers, more doctors, more nutrition nowadays and than they did in the past. And yet guys in the past would fight through it and play if they were able and healthy, they would play. That's just
Rodney,
a fact.
They got so many masseuses, they're bumping into each other.
Part of that is the problem, too, is that sports have become a year-round thing. So you're training year round, and the body will break down at some point. There's no, you know, even with the, you mentioned, you know, Kerr playing with Jordan. Jordan would take 2 months off and go play golf or go on vacation somewhere and wouldn't do anything. And so let his body heal. Nowadays, it is 24/7, almost 12 months out of the year that guys are working out and training and all that kind of stuff. So there's no back off, which is a part of it. I am kind of with you that not even so much for, I mean, it is partly the fans, yes, but if you're healthy enough, you should be playing.
Right. That's it. If you're really hurt, then I get it. I'm not. That happens, okay? Somebody's out, they're going to miss a few games, and it just happens to fall on the game that you went to. I think all fans can accept that, but when you just know it's just
cut back the minutes if you have to, but just go try to play.
You should try to play. And then I wasn't impressed by what Jimmy Butler and the Heat did. For this one kid, what about all the other kids who cried their eyes out when they went to NBA games and nothing was done for them?
They should have brought signs.
Is that what they needed? And they needed to be on SportsCenter.
Yes.
SportsCenter wouldn't, Fred, have enough time to do the sports news if they showed all the signs of the fans disappointed that NBA players weren't playing.
Yeah, I made the comment earlier, Rob. Hockey guys don't seem to take that time off. Hockey guys play, and they both play 80 games.
Baseball players play a lot of games, too. You got to beg these guys to take days off.
Baseball guys do take days off now.
No, I didn't say they didn't, but they play 162. NBA guys play 82
and baseball's
games.
Baseball's as grueling and physical on your body as basketball?
Yes, because it's every day. You know that. Rodney, you play baseball
pounding.
Every
you're
day.
Not pounding.
In
you're
that
not
heat,
pounding.
You're playing in St. Louis in August.
Yeah, but you're not cutting and pounding on your knees and joints up and down the court, Rob, for 48
minutes.
Play
3 days a week, Rodney. Stop it. Stop babying them.
You may go an hour and a half without getting a ball hit to you. In baseball, Rob, not have to move.
I mean, who is that you're playing the outfield on the Dodger bullpen because the balls are all going over the fence? So you're
right, that's enough. Hey, if you want to weigh in,
you couldn't help it. You could not help it, huh?
Yeah, that's
on the day after Freddie retires, you couldn't help but not take a shot at the Dodgers.
No.
Or if you was in my presence right now, I'd slap you upside your head.
I'm sorry.
All right, weigh in on this, 866-987-2570. Two sides to it, load management. You know, you heard what Rob said. You heard what Rodney said, then said he agreed with Rob. I started to agree with Rob before Rodney changed position and agreed with Rob. I don't know, what's more important here? You pay, you want to see the guys play, or do you understand too many games, they don't want to get hurt, they don't want to develop a stress fracture, they want to be ready for the playoffs. You're the ones that are paying, so what do you think? All right, Rob, appreciate you coming on as always. Now how are you going to say goodbye?
AM 570, you later.
Okay, Rob, thank
no,
you. 866-987-2570. What do you think here? Load management. I think Rob made a compelling argument. I err on the side of that. If you're paying money, you want to see the guys play. On the other hand, if they don't play, even though you paid, and they can win a championship, does that make more sense? We'll hear from you next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is your partner, Big Boy. Big Boy's Neighborhood, Real 92.3, and you're listening to a Hall of Famer, host, philanthropist. It's my big homie man, Rodney Pete, and the man who thinks that Post Malone is a reference to an NBA era after the mailman retired, Fred Rogan.
Oh, yeah, let's keep it moving on a Friday. Rapping the light coming at you, okay. Rodney Pete, Fred Rogan, anything goes on a Friday. As you just witnessed with Rob Parker, anything comes out of his mouth, you don't even know what he's saying.
All right, here's the deal. Load management. If you have a chance to win a championship or an increased chance to win a championship, are you in favor of guys sit out games if you believe that it's going to get you to where you need to be? And by the way, in that game they sat out, you've gone to one game all year and you've spent your money to go. But are you okay with it if you think it leads to a championship? Gabriel in Orange County, go ahead.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. But no, I'm totally against it. Just like Rob said, for Steve Kerr to say something like that when he played in that era when he played 82 games, and not just about going to that one game, you know, that you invested that money to go to that one game. These players don't need to remember who pays for the wages year-round. Who's paying for that 7-10-year contract? The fans. The fans are paying for the wages, so they should be out there on the floor giving the fans what they paid for, not just for one game, but for year-round.
All right, appreciate it, Gabriel. Yeah, I'm just of the opinion of play. Let's see.
What if you're an opinion of, like, we were saying about Jason Tatum last year in the finals? He was just worn out. He was just worn out, body had worn out, and wasn't the same, didn't have the energy at the end of this, at the end of the finals, because he was grinding so hard.
I hear what you're saying, but if I'm going to a game in, let's say, February or January.
Yeah, but that's part of it. That's why he's worn out.
I know.
Because those games he played in February and played in March.
Higinio. Higinio and Temple, what do you think?
That's bullcrap. You said his body was hurting. The average person works 365 days a year, and we still go to work hurting. So there's no excuse.
No excuse?
Yeah, he's saying I go to work every day. I'm hurting. I show up.
No offense, but the average person doesn't play in the NBA. It's only a select few people in the world. No disrespect to anybody else. It's like you and me, Fred. I can come in and we have sluggish days on the microphone, but you're in the high performance business playing at a competition at the highest of levels. You got to play at the highest of level every time you step on the court. And sometimes when your body's not right and you can't do that, knowing that you've got three more games that weekend, there's a decision that has to be made.
Okay, Eric in Chino Hills, go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Eric.
Livid. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
We got you.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'm going to, like, two shades shy of livid when I hear about these pro athletes taking a day off. The other guy called and said regular people go to work. No, we're talking about roofers and carpenters, people who work hard. My dad was a carpenter.
Absolutely. He
would get hurt at work. His hand sliced open, splinters in the fingers, which hurt like something else, and he'd still have to go to work the next day, hold that hammer and pound to make a living. Well, these guys are getting paid millions and millions of dollars, and they're standing on the shoulders of giants. They've never played under the Jordan rule. They have this thing where touch fouls now. It's a joke. The guys in the old days, Moses Malone, Oscar Robertson, these guys would get beat up every game. And they would never take a day off. They'd still come play the next day. And guess what? They're making peanuts. These guys making millions, I think they're soft. I think it's disgusting.
All right. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it.
A lot of times it comes down to the player, too, right? I think sometimes it's, you know, if a player is that guy and wants to do it, then they'll fight to do it. There's certain guys that don't want to come out of line. Well, we see it in baseball. Freddie Freeman, right? Freddie Freeman and Trey Turner, played so many consecutive games that they didn't want it. They didn't want the days off, and then eventually Dave Robertson, those guys had to force them to take a day off here and there. So a lot of times it's really the, you know, it comes down to those individuals that want to play through it.
Let's go, Matt in Ontario. What do you think, Matt?
I think load management is weak sauce, and it's funny because it's for all the reasons that Rodney's stating. Nobody used to have to come out of a game. Everybody was that guy. So now why all of a sudden are all these softies like, oh, I need a day off because I hurt. It's crap. We pay you. Get out there. Play. Do your thing.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah, I don't know if you go, we pay you. I think the way it works is you are paying to go to the game. You know, in the old days, hey, we pay your salary. You better be out there. No, you really don't. I mean, let's just be honest. Television pays their salaries. But you are paying to go to the game. Otherwise, it would be a TV league. If it was a TV league only and nobody went to the games, yeah, the teams would still get paid. So TV pays their salaries. But the extra money, the way they make money, the teams come from you. And I get it. Rodney, I get it.
And merch. Fans pay for the merch.
I mean, I told the story, not to relive it 1,000 times, but when LeBron was playing for the Cavs and they were playing the Clippers. Everybody got excited. Kids wanted to go. We show up. They're ready. This is it. He walks in drinking Starbucks, and Ish Smith played that night. It's like, really? I mean, Ish Smith's probably a great guy. You wanted to play golf with him. But aside from that, he's Ish Smith. He's not LeBron James.
It should be, yeah. It should be almost like if you're going to load manage these guys, it has to be at home, right? It can't be on. You can't load manage them on the road. What do you think about that?
Well, and the NBA encourages that already.
Yeah, but if they import a little bit more, like if you are a healthy scratch on the road, there's some sort of penalty involved with that.
Yeah, and I get it. But then again, if you've saved your money to go to one Laker game and LeBron's not playing because he's taking the night off, you get screwed anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm just trying, you know, there's got to be some sort of compromise. And I don't know if that's, you know, eliminated altogether is never going to happen. But if you can eliminate, because the home team, you got more opportunities if you live in L.A. and you want to, yeah, you save up to go to one Laker game and that may be it. But you have opportunities as the home fans and home city to go to more. Whereas he's only traveling to Orlando once. And that one time is what you marked on the calendar a year ago. That's more difficult and harder to take.
Let's go Lewis in Oregon. What do you think, Lewis, listening on the app?
I don't like it. See, I live about 3.5 hours away from Portland, and Lakers are coming up here February 13th, and I have the day off. I requested it from my work so I can go to the Lakers game, and I want to take my daughter up there because she sits down and watches the games with me, and she just asked me about the players, and I, you know, I always say LeBron, because he's the one that's always in there. And I want to take her to go see greatness. You know, he's LeBron's 38. He's not going to be playing for forever. And I've never seen LeBron play or AD. And I'm afraid I'm going to go up there, spend about $500, and take some time off of work. And LeBron and AD are both going to be off? I don't like it. I mean, maybe they should just get rid of the preseason and extend the and get rid of the back-to-backs, and maybe just extend the schedule a little bit longer to the it ends in late April, early June. I don't know.
Lewis, appreciate it. I understand your frustration. That'd be tough. You spend $500, you want to go see him, and he doesn't play that night.
Yeah. Get rid of the back-to-backs.
They've tried to do that, but then they stuck the Clippers with like 5 games in 7 days.
Well, they don't do that as often either. I think get rid of back-to-backs entirely is what some people are championing, which means that the schedule would just extend
to July. Yeah.
But it's like there's give and take. Would you rather have a longer season, know that you can have your star players be seen more and play more? Most people would take it. There probably does nothing going else going on in July other than baseball anyway.
It's dead, you know, it's not, the dog days in July.
You're not taking away from anything else.
Michael, we'll wrap it up with you in Laguna Beach. Laguna Niguel, what do you think?
I agree with you, Fred, on the hockey thing, for one thing. Rodney, I love you, man, but I must bang my head on my steering wheel on it.
Oh, no.
Don't do that. But what if it was Bird and Magic, right? You spent all that money. I mean, I know it's LeBron and whoever, but those guys want to play each other. And these guys don't seem to want to play the other team. And that's the part that gets me about the NBA is it's about me. It's not about the league, and it's not about, you know, Giannis playing Djokovic, you know, whatever. And those guys, it should be a marquee matchup, not, you know, how do I feel today? It's I want to destroy that guy, and that's Magic and Bird. That's where the NBA started, in that whole era of entertainment. And then Kareem plays for 20 some years. He didn't load manage, you know, come on, you know, it just, and if it's like you said, Rodney, they got these medical staffs and these massages, yep, and therapy and nutrition. These guys should be able to handle 82 games a year. They're not dropping the gloves and fighting like hockey, you know, they're not getting smashed into the boards and, you know, getting hacked and getting a puck in the mouth like, you know, on the Ducks game last night. So that's my comment.
Appreciate it, Michael. Thanks so much.
Right on. Yeah, you would think that they would be in better, which they are. They're in better shape, right, because of technology and what we know about nutrition and training, that would lead to less days off. But it doesn't. It goes the other way.
I jumped the gun a little bit on that. I'm sorry. You know what? As we say in the playground, my bad. My bad.
Maybe it's because we do know so much about the human body more that this is why more guys are doing it, Fred.
Maybe. All right. Coming up this hour, we have news on Vic. Big news on Vic, Rodney.
Right on.
Got big news on Vic this morning. We'll have that. If you'd like to contribute a listener haiku, please feel free to do so at 866-987-2570. And we are going to get to the story of the coach, the petition to not get rid of the coach, just not hire the coach. That's coming up.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.